There were her three brothers in Merry Scotland. In Merry Scotland there were three. And they did cast lots which of them should go, and turn robber all on the salt sea. Well, the lot it fell first upon Henry Martin, the youngest of all of the three, that he should turn robber all on the salt sea, the salt sea, the salt sea, for to maintain his two brothers and he. Well, they had not been sailing but a long winter's night and part of a short winter's day, when they did spy a stout lofty ship, all sailing down on the straight way. Ahoy, ahoy, cried Henry Martin, what makes a sail so free? I'm a rich merchant ship bound for fair London town, London town, London town. Oh, please for to let me pass by. Oh no, oh no, cried Henry Martin, this thing it never can be. For I have turned robber all on the salt sea, the salt sea, the salt sea, for to maintain my two brothers and me. So lower your topsails and brail up your mizzen, and bring your ship under my lee. For I will give to you a full cannonball, 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 and your bodies drown in the salt sea. Oh no, we won't lower our lofty topsails, nor bring our ship under your lee. Nor shall you take from us our rich merchant goods, merchant goods, merchant goods, nor point our bold guns to the sea. So broadside to broadside, then at it they went, for fully 2 hours or three, till Henry Martin gave to them the death shot, the death shot, the death shot, and straight to the bottom went she. Bad news to old England came, sad news to fair London town. There's been a rich vessel and she's cast away, cast away, cast away, and all of her merry men drowned.